On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, yeah. And Shedeur Sanders is expected to start for your Cleveland Browns Friday in Carolina. Welcome to the show, everybody. Nick Pedone, Anthony Allant, in for Jake Volnick here on 92.3 The Fan. Hope everybody's having a beautiful Tuesday evening. Hanging out with you guys till 11. Guardians getting ready to be underway from Citi Field. Got another showdown with the Mets after a really nice win last night. Tyler Huntley was added to the Browns about 24 hours ago, but the big news of the show is that report that dropped this afternoon from Cleveland.com's Mary Kay Cabot stating that Shedeur Sanders is expected to start for the Cleveland Browns on Friday in the preseason opener. Daryl Ryder scheduled to join the program at 8 p.m. If you don't get enough of me and Daryl on Sunday, you could now hear me and Daryl tonight at 8 o'clock. Allant, what's going on, man? What a whirlwind of a 24 hours from Tyler Huntley to now Shedeur Sanders getting the start. The Browns quarterback news in this city quite literally never sleeps.
It's beautiful, isn't it? I had my whole show prepped out for tonight, and then this lovely little nugget was dropped. Are you sure it's a good night? Because you're hanging out with me. And I've heard that hanging out with me and working alongside me is kind of like you died and went to hell. That's what I've heard. So
wow.
I'm glad that you're having a better night than some other people.
Wow. We're starting off the show with a shot.
I decided on doing it. Yeah, why not? Yeah, it was cool. It was interesting, but it was also expected because I remember the night last night I texted Jake as the Tyler Huntley news broke, and I said, all this means is Shedeur Sanders is definitely starting week one of the preseason, right? And he said, no, it means the Browns are idiots and they don't know what they're doing. And I listened and I tuned into him last night on this show. And by the way, nobody reacts to breaking news and postgame better than Jake Volnick. He is fantastic at it. And it's so cool to listen to him anytime breaking news happens during overtime, but he was ensconced. Why the hell are we doing this? We already have five guys. Yes, five. Deshaun Watson's there, but we have four active quarterbacks. Now we're bringing in a fifth active quarterback. What the hell are we doing wrong? And then the news broke today that I did kind of expect it was going to be Shedeur, and it's going to Tyler Huntley in the second half.
A ton of quarterback news and quarterback takes out of this room over the last 24 hours, you know, and I have to say, like, if we want to scooch this thing all the way back to last night, my reaction with the Tyler Huntley thing was kind of the same reaction that Jake had, and I know JP had on Afternoon Drive today, was like, why? It didn't make much sense, like, especially because, like, I understand, right? Pickett and Flacco are dealing with these hamstring injuries, but it's not like they're out for the year. Like, they're still participating in practice. So, like, every football that you take out of Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel's hands is just muddying this situation, which is just about as muddy as it could get on its own. So to add one more guy, it didn't make much sense at all. But I feel like everybody in Cleveland this afternoon when Mary Kay dropped this report kind of had like a collective like exhale, because this finally was a decision that made a little bit of sense, at least to me. I understand that, and we're going to get into Shador Sanders now is going to be making his first NFL start, albeit the preseason, on a tremendously short week. It's a Friday game. He has yet to take significant snaps with the starting offense, and his first time doing so is going to be tomorrow, Wednesday, in Carolina with the Browns joint practices with the Panthers. So it is uphill sledding these next 48 hours to get Shador Sanders as up to speed and as comfortable with the Browns starting offense as he possibly can be. I'll say this, though. I think a big part of the preseason and a big part of maybe what challenges rookies in the preseason is getting accustomed to their offensive line and the other people that are on that offensive side of the football with them. I guess the good news for Shador is he didn't have an offensive line at Colorado. He didn't have a run game at Colorado. So any protection that the Browns can give him on Friday in Carolina, I have to imagine is going to be an upgrade versus what he's used to playing with. Same with the receivers. Like I feel like, okay, you don't have Travis Hunter, but he was throwing to equipment managers just last week. So the fact that you're going to be throwing to anybody more talented than that is going to be a positive. But make no bones about it, Shador Sanders seems to be somewhat thrown into the fire here to start his NFL career. But that's the beauty of a four-man quarterback competition. And that's what makes these things so difficult to talk about and so difficult to discuss, because like, 3 or 4 days ago, nobody would have had Shador Sanders being named the starting quarterback in Carolina, but because of the injuries, even though they aren't that severe, they're just lingering hamstring injuries, and they need Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett to regain full health. It makes this kind of stuff impossible to predict, because now you've got Shador Sanders starting the game Friday.
I know it's a preseason game and the results on the field don't matter and the score doesn't matter, but it did remind me a little bit, especially when that nugget of he's going to take first team reps in the joint practice tomorrow. It reminded me of the week where they told DTR 2 days before the game against the Ravens, oh, hey, by the way, you're starting. And he's like, the whole time, I didn't take any reps with the first team at all. So I do, and we're going to get into it, of is this the best situation that Shador Sanders is putting in? I'm glad you mentioned the offensive line, and it's good that he didn't play behind an offensive line in Colorado, because do you expect Wyatt Teller to play, Jack Conklin, Joel Bitonio? It's going to be the twos and threes even in the first quarter, because your offensive line is an aging unit as a group. So yeah, you're going to be playing against Carolina's ones, but you're not going to be playing with, I mean, like Cornelius Lucas might be your starting right tackle on Friday night.
Yeah, everything is now a lot more serious, right? And you mentioned, Alant, like preseason games, you know, they're keeping score, but that score doesn't count for anything. It does if you're the Cleveland Browns. It really does, because if you're trying to evaluate these four quarterbacks and you only are allowed so many reps in practice because these practices are so short now, and the minute that the horn blows, you got to be off the field or else the NFLPA is going to send the black SUVs to the doorstep in Berea. Like, it's so hard to evaluate what these guys have done in practice, because we've watched practices this year where like 20 total passes have been thrown amongst all of the contending QBs in this quarterback competition. At some point, somebody's got to get voted off the island is the thing. And I thought that it felt like we were getting closer and closer to Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett kind of separating themselves from the rookies. But now I'm not sure. And that's what, you know, we want to hear from you guys. 216-474-0092. I have said all along, and I will maintain, that if Shador Sanders plays well in the preseason, things are going to get pretty noisy. And I used to have that take saying that if Shador Sanders outplayed Dylan Gabriel in the preseason, things get a little awkward, right? Because here's a guy that you drafted 50 whole slots ahead of Shador Sanders, but we understand that whatever happened in the NFL draft weekend was a little bit weird for everybody. Like, I don't think anybody, locally or nationally, expected Shedeur Sanders to get all the way to the fifth round. Were some people saying, certainly not a first-round grade? Absolutely. You know, there was plenty of that. But by the time that the Pittsburgh Steelers were passing on him in the first round, it became abundantly clear it was going to be second round or further. And then when the Browns didn't do it in the second round, and the Saints didn't do it on day two either, it became really clear he was going to slide all the way to the fifth round. But it's a little bit of found money now for the Browns. In a year where you're throwing crud at the wall and seeing what sticks, it surely seems like Kevin Stefanski's open four-man and honest four-man quarterback competition might seriously be just that. Because Shedeur Sanders, you can't deny it, has a really good opportunity right in front of him.
Well, it's an opportunity against the ones, and I can already hear the calls of people saying you guys are way overreacting to a preseason game, and you know whatever happens on Friday night, we are going to react to it. But as we mentioned pre-show, the Carolina Panthers are playing all of their ones, so this is as real of a regular season game as Shedeur Sanders is maybe ever going to see with the Cleveland Browns. So whether or not he does good or bad, it kind of does sound like you're putting the cart before the horse just a little bit, that he's found gold already. Like, we still haven't seen him on an NFL field. And with the reps that you were mentioning, this is the first time that he's getting sizable chunks of throws, of passes under center, of whatever, since the Holiday Bowl last year. They were in the Holiday Bowl. They were in whatever bowl they were in last.
The Alamo fall. Bowl.
The Alamo Bowl. Ever since then, it's been about as many passes you can count on one hand.
Sometimes in life, all you need is an opportunity. That's exactly what's in front of Shedeur Sanders, getting ready to start preseason game number one in Carolina on Friday. 216-474-0092. The phone lines are yours to talk all things Shedeur Sanders with Nick Pedone and Anthony Allant here with you guys till 11 right here on the... But how big of a chance, how big of an opportunity is this for Shedeur Sanders to take the starting job and never look back? To me, that's what this is. You look at the rest of this Cleveland Browns quarterback room, and I have consistently called it the island of misfit toys, just because you have four guys that nobody else literally wanted. You had Kenny Pickett, who was the backup quarterback of the Super Bowl MVP last year, in Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia. Nobody was kicking down Howie Roseman's door to make a trade for Kenny Pickett. You brought in 40-year-old Joe Flacco, who turns 41 years old this year. He couldn't even get on the field at times when Anthony Richardson looked horrible with the Colts. Dylan Gabriel, you guaranteed him a top 100 NFL draft selection. Nobody else was taking him in the third round. Nobody else was probably even going to take him in the fourth round. Dylan Gabriel is there. Now Shedeur Sanders is there as well. So to me, this is a huge opportunity, because on somewhat short, you know, like in combat sports, like in boxing or MMA, this would be like taking a fight on tremendously short notice. Shedeur Sanders has 2 days to get ready for this thing. He hasn't had reps with the ones. And to me, that's what makes this story all the sweeter, right? Because if he gets out there on Friday in Carolina, yes, it's the preseason. Yes, it's the Panthers, who aren't very good, but they're playing their starters as well. So if Shedeur Sanders gets out there and he balls out, boy, does it help him look really good. And boy, does it make him really hard to ignore, because I understand that they probably want to go with one of the veteran quarterbacks. That's why you bring in Joe Flacco. And even before you brought in Joe Flacco, you traded for Kenny Pickett. So I understand that they really like them. But now that Shedeur has this opportunity and this chance, if he seizes it and if he plays well in his first game in the National Football League, Browns aren't going to be able to ignore it. The Browns aren't going to be able to sit there and, when Kevin Stefanski addresses the media, give the same canned answers on how they're developing him and they're slow playing him and he's, you know, more of a developmental piece. Like, if he goes out there and he looks better than the rest of these guys, including Tyler Huntley, who I'm imagining is probably going to get in there come second half, it's going to be time to start up that dialogue about, should Shedeur Sanders really have an opportunity to be the week one starter of the actual regular season, which, oh, by the way, is just about a month away. The game one of the actual season is September 7th. So I'm sure Kevin Stefanski and his offensive coaching staff would like to start whittling this down at some point sooner than later, Shador has an opportunity here to throw a big wrench in those plans.
Yeah, so the question then becomes if he's able to perform well enough to drive himself into the conversation, is he now, does he immediately flip Dylan Gabriel to be the third string? Are you now cycling him in with the ones next week in practice? Like, the question for me is, if he does well, which is still a big if, what does that look like moving forward? Because we mentioned it before the show, you can't have the guy ball out in this preseason game against one, like, starter players for the Carolina Panthers. Like, whether or not we think that that's a good team or not, this is an NFL starting defense, and then go back to throwing to nobody and you know, trainers and trash cans. That can't happen. But are you immediately going to throw him into that week one starting position? Because then you're probably throwing your plans all up in the air, as you mentioned, a month before the first regular season game. And oh, by the way, as we're doing this, as we're screwing around with this whole debate of, like, is Shador now in the conversation with Joe Flacco? Joe Burrow down in Cincinnati is starting. Whatever you think about that, that's what's going on. So everybody is that much further ahead of you in this race to try and get ready for the season.
And we'll talk about that, because I do have some thoughts on what's going on in the National Football League as it pertains to the NFL preseason. And should the Browns take notes, even though they're operating their, you know, offseason a little bit differently with this four-man quarterback race? That's to be seen. 216-474-0092. Let's go out to Chuck in Cleveland, who's got some thoughts on Shador Sanders making that first start in the preseason this Friday. What's going on, Chuck?
Man, this is like, I don't know, man. I was like, well, I don't know if they're setting him up for failure or what. But anyway, if he does go out and ball, man, you got to reconsider everything. I mean, you know, you got to be like, hey, he's got to get reps with the ones. He's got to be getting, you know, something's got to change. If he goes out there and let's just say he puts 21 points up, you know, and maybe.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
to be no picks, and I'm just saying it can happen, man. It can happen. I mean, because like you say, he didn't have a line in college. So if those guys block for him and give him any amount of time, you know, and then Shador, he's not that slow either. He's got a little sneaky. He's kind of sneaky fast too, so he can get out of that pocket and pick up a first down. You know, so it's going to be a good game. We'll see.
Nick, if he balls out
Chuck,
in this preseason game. If he balls out on Friday night, this has been an absolutely epic failure by the Cleveland Browns. The fact that he is about to go in there, and again, this is under the premise that he does well. And yep. I've never been a big Shador fan, but if we have been wasting our time since we drafted that kid with him throwing to nobody and them releasing the depth chart 2 days ago and them saying that he's the fourth string quarterback on this roster, and then he goes out and does well against the Panthers, a starting defense, this is not a regular preseason game. If he does that well, that is a seriously bad indictment on Kevin Stefanski and the rest of the coaching staff.
I've been saying it for weeks. I feel like a broken drum that things are going to get so loud whenever Shador Sanders was to see the field, and if he looked good, because of the natural national fanfare that surrounds him. It's going to get loud to a point if he plays well on Friday where they're not going to be able to ignore it, Anthony. They're really not. If he plays that well as I really think that he's going to, they're not going to let him go back to Berea after this thing or go to these joint practices the following week against Philadelphia and be thrown to scrubs. Like it gets to the point where you've got to start treating him as if it's a guy that should be evaluated to be the savior of the franchise.
I mean, oh my God, we've been toiling around with Dylan Gabriel and Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. Like, look, I do not think that Shador Sanders at this point is a starting quarterback in the NFL. Fine. Eraser statement for myself. If he goes out and balls out, what the hell have we been doing since March? Screwing around with these people, going up to what we all believe is going to be this really rugged first 6 weeks of the season. You are putting this kid and the rest of the team behind such a bad big eight ball.
Yep.
That is inexcusable. And that right there would be a fireable offense.
Here's how I viewed this entire thing from the start. Is that the middle rounds of the NFL draft for quarterbacks is like going to a used car auction. It really is. Like over here, you've got this rusty, used up Oldsmobile. Over here, you've got this Kia Soul that runs pretty nice, but it's only got three tires and the other tire is on some cinder blocks. Like that's the mid rounds of the NFL draft to me. And it really felt like when Shador Sanders fell in the lap of the Cleveland Browns in the fifth round with the number 144 overall pick, it was like you stumbled across a brand new Corvette at the used car auction. So why not drive it? Instead of complaining that, oh, the insurance is kind of expensive, and oh, we live in Cleveland and there's a lot of potholes. I can't take this nice Corvette out in Cleveland with all of these potholes. It fell into your lap. Who cares? Drive it on the road and see if it works. Your other options are an old beat up Oldsmobile that's rusted out, a Kia Soul that's on three tires and some cinder blocks. The other options are not very great. The other options, let me remind you folks at home or in the car, wherever you're listening on the Free Odyssey app, your other options are Joe Flacco, who turns 41 years old by the time that the Super Bowl is played, Kenny Pickett, who is still cashing checks off of a fake slide that he had in the ACC 5 years ago, and Dylan Gabriel, who has looked so bad at practice that Daryl Ryder, who joins the show at 8 p.m. with us, said that he shouldn't be listed on the depth chart over the equipment boys that Shador Sanders was throwing passes to. That's what we're dealing with here. It quite literally is the island of misfit toys. So for Shador Sanders, it can't get much worse than the rest of those guys. This was a guy that we were talking about a short couple of months ago that could be the number two overall pick in the NFL draft. You got him at number 144 overall. Let's see what he could do. Who cares? This season is one where I don't think anybody's expecting that they're going to go to the Super Bowl, let alone the playoffs.
Now,
let's see what happens.
In your heart of hearts, I know I just yelled there. I apologize. Do you think he's going to do well on Friday?
I do. I think he's going to do well. And I know there's been a conversation had, and you know, I've seen a lot of this online, that he's quote unquote set up to fail because of the lack of preparation that he's had going into this game. Here's my thing with that, though, right? Like, it's not like he's not at practice. I think we put a lot of stock, maybe too much stock, into practicing with the ones or practicing with the twos, the threes, the fours. Has he spent way too much time with the fours for my liking? Absolutely. And to your point, if he goes out there and balls out, then he should be ahead of Dylan Gabriel, because I think everybody that has two eyes, or in Daryl Ryder's case, four eyes, as he likes to say, that has watched and evaluated Dylan Gabriel at practice, they've said that he's no good. The Browns are the only people on planet Earth that think Dylan Gabriel is any good. So I do think Shedeur Sanders plays well, and when it happens, I think he absolutely has to leapfrog at least Dylan Gabriel on the depth chart. He's hurt. How's a dude who's hurt with a hamstring injury, who's already limited physically because of his size, ahead of Shedeur Sanders on the depth chart? Doesn't make sense to me.
So my retort to that would be, they didn't set this guy up to start week one. Like, they probably didn't know that he was going to start this week's game until last night when they signed Tyler Huntley. So that's not enough time. And I know he's been at practice. He has no reps with Jerry Jeudy, no reps with Cedric Tillman. Like, he worked with the twos at one point. I don't even know who's in the twos. I guess Michael Woods at one point was in the twos. All right, well, he's Gonzo now.
David Bell, I guess.
Right, like, still nobody's. So he's had no time to build up rapport with them. And honestly, dude, like, he wasn't getting hit. This is the first time that he's going to get hit. Yep. And what's the Mike Tyson line? Everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. I don't know the Carolina defense off the top of my head, but what happens when one of those guys swings around the corner and your fourth string tackle blows his assignment because he's not supposed to be in the NFL anyways, and Shedeur gets hit? Like, does he go back to those bad habits that the Browns have trying to get him out? How does he do in a hurry-up offense? How does he do when he needs to check out of a certain play because the defense is right there? Those are the things that we need to see. They have not set him up to succeed in those roles because they've been putting him with Gage Larvidane and Luke Fleurier.
Can Shedeur Sanders overcome the position that the Cleveland Browns have put him in? I don't think anybody's debating. He's definitely making this start on short notice. It's Nick Pedone and Anthony Lant talking Browns season preseason with you guys till 11 right here on The Fan. 92.3 The Fan. I mean, there's no denying the fact that this dude quite literally has 2 days to get time with the ones. Like, you have Wednesday and you have what will probably be like a walkthrough practice on Thursday, and that's it. Good luck. But I'm going to say Shedeur Sanders isn't set up for failure. And my reasoning might be a little bit of a cop-out reasoning, but it's because, isn't this what the Cleveland Browns do to quarterbacks?
Screw them over?
Isn't this what they have done since 1999? Like,
well, yeah, that's why you haven't found a quarterback since 1999.
Whatever quarterback becomes the face of the franchise, whether it's Shedeur Sanders, whether it's Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, whoever they draft in 2026, this is how they're going to have to get their start. Because the one thing about history is, boy, does it tend to repeat itself. When Baker Mayfield got his first career start, obviously a different regime then, Hugh Jackson and the Cleveland Browns weren't planning on him to get into that game on that Thursday night against the New York Football Jets when the victory fridges unlocked and they were able to end that horrible losing streak that they were on. It just so happened that Tyrod Taylor was injured and Baker Mayfield emerged and went into the game and never relinquished that starting quarterback job. That's, in my mind, how this is going to have to go for Shedeur Sanders. Like, if you want to be the face of the Cleveland Browns, I know this isn't necessarily what you signed up for because you were drafted by this organization, but whoever it is, like, you're going to have to overcome, and this is why I'm such a Shedeur Sanders fan. right? Because whoever becomes the face of the franchise for the Browns, you're going to have to overcome the dysfunction that's lingered around this organization since 1999, whether they like it or not. And do I think that the Browns have made some steps in the right direction to correct some of those things with Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry? Sure, I do. I think right now, even though it seems like dark days ahead, the Browns are in a better spot than they were in the midst of 1-31 with Hugh Jackson and Sashi Brown. Tremendously low bar, but they are clearing it. Whoever is going to become the face of this franchise is going to have a little bit of thick skin. You're going to have to be able to have the ability to expect the unexpected. And that's why some of these cookie cutter quarterbacks that we've seen come through here just can't cut it, because things here don't run like they run in normal NFL cities. You talked about it before we went to break, Atlanta. Like, Cincinnati Bengals are playing Joe Burrow in the preseason. They're getting this dude ready to go for a full 17-game slate. That's not how we do business here in Cleveland. It's always a little random. It's always a little unexpected. That's how you play five quarterbacks in a season last year. That's why we see the random week 17 and week 18 QB starters of Bailey Zappies and things, because you've got to expect the unexpected in this town. You got to have a little bit of thick skin at the quarterback position. And I think Shador's got that. And some of it might be delusion. I'm fully aware of the fact that he thinks that he's the best quarterback on this roster and maybe one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And I don't mind that, because I think in order to succeed in Cleveland, you do have to be a little bit nuts, because we don't run this thing like a normal NFL team. We just don't.
I mean, that's fine and all, but in order for him to actually do well on Friday, like, he would need to be some sort of generational talent. And I know that there's a lot of people listening and the big Shador fans are saying, well, yeah, of course he is a generational talent. That's why he should have gone second overall. But like, in the Baker Mayfield scenario, that was a 1-1 pick. And that guy at the very least was going to be number 10, number 15 in that draft. Like, that was a surefire number one pick that won the Heisman at a big time college football program. Shador Sanders, Dillon Gabriel, they were mid round picks. They need to be so much, like, infinitely better. And I just can't wrap my head around the idea that they're going to go, Shador's going to go ball out, but all through training camp, he wasn't able to make any ground on anybody in this quarterback race.
Well, you hit on it. If that is the case, and say this scenario comes true, where Shador Sanders plays well on Friday.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Friday. The question and the attention is immediately going to turn to the organization and say, well, what have we been doing the last month here? Playing in the sand?
Well, but that's why I don't really agree that he, I believe that he is set up for failure. And I don't agree that because, you know, Cleveland's like some gritty town or whatever, that he can, and that's the only way that he's going to be able to win the job. Like, they've been screaming it from the rooftops for anybody that can listen. This guy is a developmental quarterback and he needs work on the whiteboard and this and that. Well, to then throw him into a situation like the trial by fire thing really only works if you have a high floor. We all agree that Shedeur Sanders probably has the higher ceiling. I don't know if he has a higher floor right now. And again, he hasn't, whether it's that he hasn't had any time to prove it because they've been giving him five reps a day against nobody, or he hasn't taken up the opportunity for it yet. Like, he's still the fourth string quarterback on the roster. The only reason he's starting is because Joe Flacco's 40 years old, and Joe Flacco probably said, I'm not starting this game at all. I might play a series week two, and everybody else is too injured to play.
Could I confess something? I don't buy the developmental thing for a minute. I really don't, because Kevin Stefanski hasn't been able to develop a quarterback during his time in Cleveland. So the fact that they're selling us that the Browns have some sort of secret sauce, like what MJ had in Space Jam for Shedeur Sanders, and that they could clean up all of the mechanical issues that they see wrong with this kid. Like, I don't buy it. Well, I just don't.
Do you not buy that he's a developmental quarterback, or that the Browns have the capability to
develop
him?
I don't buy any of it. I really don't. Because coming out of Colorado, the Shedeur Sanders pros were that he has the big explosive arm and that he could push the ball down the field. He would fit a play-action style offense like what Kevin Stefanski's getting to run here in Cleveland. Like, when the photographs went out from Colorado's Pro Day and Kevin Stefanski was seen with Pat Shurmur, everybody was like, oh, this is a really good thing. Like, he's getting intel on Shedeur Sanders, who plays this style of offense that we're trying to get back to. But then somewhere along the way, from you mentioned earlier in the show, the Alamo Bowl, when Shedeur Sanders played his last game of college football, to where we sit now, we've lost the plot on all of that. We went from having some sort of prospect that seemed to be NFL ready, that could hit the layups, that could do what the Browns are looking to do offensively, into this is some sort of distant developmental fifth round dart throw that if he pans out, great, it's found gold. And if he doesn't, well, he was a fit. Like, I don't understand how we got to that point. It is quite confusing and quite puzzling to me. And then to take that one step further, no, I don't believe that the Browns have some sort of secret sauce for quarterbacks. They loved Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Loved them. They sat down Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston was healthy enough to finish the season last year. So they sat him down for DTR. How'd that go? He looked worse than he did when he started against the Ravens with a day's notice during his rookie year as a fifth-round pick.
If you don't believe that this regime is able to develop quarterbacks, which I will definitely go with you on that, do you feel like they should be selecting whoever in 2026?
No. Okay. And that's why I've been like pressing this Shedeur Sanders thing so hard, and why I'm going to continue to press it, because it almost feels like a broken clock has to be right twice a day. The blind squirrel finds the nut eventually. And this dude, who I believe is really good and has all of the skills of an NFL franchise quarterback, seemingly fell into their lap, and you can't develop anybody anyhow, so you might as well put him out there on the field and see what he could do. You might as well see if him, his dad, the entire Colorado Buffalo posse are right about his intangible skill set and that he could elevate the Cleveland Browns the same way that he did Colorado.
That's just not a strategy, though. And I'm not attacking you. Like, that is what you believe that they're doing.
But what is the strategy that they're trying to deploy here?
I think the strategy is get to March of 2026 and get your quarterback in the first round.
Dumb strategy. 216-474-0092. Let's go out to Green, where Adam is excited for Shedeur Sanders. What's going on, Adam?
Yeah, what's up, fellas?
Hello, Adam.
So, I'm excited for Shedeur.
Yes, that's what the screener says.
I was excited from the beginning when they got, I was one of the people that thought they're going to get him in the early rounds, and they got Dylan Gabriel. I'm kind of like, didn't understand it, but whatever happened. I was excited that they ended up getting him, but throughout this entire process now, from the draft until now, Shedeur has done nothing wrong. He has been a pro's pro when it comes to speaking to the media, when it comes to taking what he's getting as far as reps on whatever first team, second team, third team, not obviously first team, but second team, third team, whatever it is. And he has not said anything or been negative at any point. So he has done, to this point, everything perfectly that we can see from the public eye. So to get the opportunity, I think, is a great thing for him. And from the outside looking in, I want to see, yes, does he have what people think pre-draft that he could have been? Obviously, everybody thought he was going number two. He slid down in the fifth round for whatever reason. We're not in those rooms. We don't know. But he had that potential. So you take the other three quarterbacks. You take Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's not a franchise quarterback. Joe Flacco, this is probably his last year. Kenny Pickett, who knows? He's never really proven much in the NFL. And Dylan Gabriel has had a terrible training camp. The only person that you could say in this training camp that has very little negatives is Shedeur. So why not put him out there? The thing that I would have hated more than anything, and I might have just turned off the radio, turned off the TV, and turned off everything, is when they signed Tyler Huntley, if he went out there and started over Shedeur, I would have just been almost done. And I'm a diehard Browns fan. I have been for my entire life.
But the preseason starter, week one, that's it. That's where Adam draws the line.
Adam,
Tyler Huntley.
Adam, appreciate the call. Here's the thing, right? Here's my message to Browns fans, because this is going, like, I've got from now until 11 p.m., and then I'll talk to you guys Sunday to recap whatever comes of Shedeur Sanders' first preseason start. My message to Browns fans, be like Adam. Be excited. This organization has tortured you over the last couple of years. They took a fan favorite in Baker Mayfield and ran him out of town for Deshaun Watson, who had some pretty nasty allegations against him when he arrived. And he didn't do a whole lot to change the public perception of what we all thought about him when he showed up here. And then he didn't perform on the field. And then he wasted Nick Chubb's career with the Browns. So if you want to have a little bit of fun, if you want to put your wrist up, if you want to play perfect timing in your car on the way to work and the way home on Friday, do it. Have fun. That's what this should all be about. Sports are meant to be an escape. And this is a season where the Browns are trying to find their way. They're trying to rebound from the worst trade in the history of the National Football League. That takes time. It was never going to be this year that they were going to find some sort of savior of the franchise. It was always going to be 2026. So if Shedeur Sanders could give you a little bit of fun, there's nothing wrong with that. Straight ahead, Browns beat reporter Daryl Ryder, host of the Sunday Show with yours truly, joins us on Overtime. Phone lines hanging up. Eli in Cleveland, I see you. The other ones that Mark Hush put on hold, we see you guys. Hold on with us. We will get to you. It's Nick Pedone and Anthony Allant with you till 11 right here on The Fan.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.